Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. And what is your name, sir? Can you hear us okay?
Kind of, not really.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, what is your name?
Sharon Arya.
Okay. And we want to make sure that you can hear us. So, the Honorable Mr. Amir Kawan is going to be conducting your hearing. So, he will ask you if you can hear him. So, please hold on, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
First of all, can you, when you're not speaking, could you move the phone receiver down to your chin? We're hearing your breathing. That phone's very sensitive. Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Sharon Stephen Hoover, 292-607.
Thank you, and then thank you for taking that direction. Again, not to make light of your hearing, but it has the Darth Vader effect. You know, we can hear that breathing real hard. And good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 13th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We're authorized for a four-member panel this afternoon. At the opposite side of the bench on your teleconference screen, I'll begin with the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room, there's our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Thank you, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Hoover and Mr. Grady, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hoover, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, and you are reminded that there is a separate motion to pass from the first phase to the second phase, so that doesn't necessarily mean that the hearing is over, so just be patient. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one. Violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about May 15, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 16, 2018. Mr. Hoover, is this true or false?
Yes, true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number 2, violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about May 15, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 16, 2018. Mr. Hoover, is this true or false?
Sure.
Thank you. Allegation number 3. Violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by use of cocaine on or about May 25th, 2018 for the task lab report dated May 28th, 2018. Mr. Hoover, is this true or false?
Sure.
Thank you. And the final allegation, allegation number 4. Violation of condition number 12A is demonstrated by your failure to attend your failure to enter and successfully complete the 14-day ITH program at the Miracle Reentry Center on or about May 29, 2018, is directed by Community Corrections Officer Peckinpah on May 21st, 2018. Mr. Hoover, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Hoover's admissions, I need to find a delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lost with the release or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse and Dr. Wright. Just one second, Mr. Hoover, as I check a few boxes, and we will continue the hearing. Okay, Mr. Hoover, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hoover. Mr. Grady, if you will.
Mr. Hoover was released on January 3rd of 2018. He was arrested on May 29th of 2018 by the Board of Staff in office arrest. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on May 29th of 2018. He has a CSED of October 20th of 2018 that reflects zero of scum days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. His one term is DOC. His CBIR score is a 3-3. Mental health score is a 1. Substance abuse score is a 1. He self-admitted to being a member of the Black Rag Gangsters of Chandler. There's no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate and drugs noted. Under arrest, 2012, minor with a firearm, Arizona Department of Probation. His community risk score is a G5V4.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Hoover. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence at 329 North Washington Street, Unit B, Chandler, Arizona, with your brother Eric Wheaton. Know your address was approved by your Community Corrections Officer. Was this the only place that you lived when you were on Community Corrections or on Community Supervision?
Yes, sir.
Employment notes. It looks like that you reported employment at Big Bear under Ready Ice in Scottsdale. Looks like you were a stalker, drove around to make sure machines were working, filling up with ice. Your boss said you're a good worker when you show up. Whether employment was reported by the offender. So is this the only place you worked when you were on community supervision, Mr. Weaver?
Yes, sir.
Is that job available for you if you were to return to the community?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Your programming notes, and it looks like that you have 4 positives for cocaine, 2 that actually had THC along with it. You have a couple of negatives, and then 1 instance in which no sample was collected. So I will ask you, have you had ongoing issues with the abuse of cocaine?
When I was released?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And was this, did you have experience with cocaine inside the DOC or before that?
A couple of times, but not during DOC, no.
So, what inspired the use of cocaine when you were on community supervision? How did you get back involved?
Honestly, sir, when just being a summer, I started working nights, I started doing it, and I honestly didn't even realize I had a bad drug problem with it until I was in the MRC program, and that's when I realized I had a bad problem with it. Before that, I was in the MRC program before. I didn't really think I had a problem until then, and then when I really noticed it, I was able to kick it inside the MRC program and get over it and start thinking clearly again.
So that's positive. We're always happy to hear sobriety stories when people are able to put hard drug habits behind them. We also recognize, though, that the heavy drugs, in particular heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, those habits can be hard to conquer. So I hope that you are committed to your sobriety, because we listen to a lot of cases and we see a lot of people slip up. It's humanity. I'm just trying to put it in half perspective. I do have a quick question that does not necessarily relate to the decision, but help me understand what's going on out in the street. Is cocaine any more expensive than methamphetamine right now?
To be honest, sir, I think so, but I'm not too sure.
Okay.
It's never really around that there's enemies like that.
Yeah, well, there's so much meth out there, I just thought I'd take advantage of this moment to ask about street price, but thank you. It looks like that you were directed to attend the Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at the Correctional Health Care Center for Anger Management. You completed that program on April 19, 2018, so did that help you at all?
Yeah, it did, sir. It did.
We have sanctions notes that you were staffed for positive urine sample for cocaine in January. The intervention was to continue with CHC classes. In April 2018, you were staffed by Senior Parole Officer Poiser and CCO Peckinpah for positive urine specimens for cocaine. I'm not going to go on and on. It seems like that's when your habits started to surface with your parole officers. So one of the allegations, if I'm not mistaken, was that you didn't enter and complete the 14-day ITH program at Maricopa Reentry Center. Why didn't you complete it?
I did enter, but I didn't complete it because I made a bad decision of having somebody bring me my cell phone, and when the person got in trouble with it, I was still coming down when I made that decision, so I wasn't even thinking clearly about it all. And by the time I even really realized the bad decision I had made, it was already too late, and I was back in prison before I even knew it. I wasn't asked about the situation or anything. They just immediately kicked me out of the program and sent me straight to the line and went back to prison. But that's when I wasn't able to complete it. But I was attending my classes though, that I had to go to an MRC program the whole time I was there.
So how long have you been clean, sir?
I would say about 2 months now.
And that's been since MRC and you've been returned to the Department of Corrections?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Hoover, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know before we go into discussion?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
I know I'm here today for my wrong choices and mistakes that I've made, but growing up without a father in no direction, you're almost always destined to fail, and you're introduced to a lot of bad things. And when you have to grow up with the street mentality, your destiny, you know, is prison sooner or later. And I was a kid when I got incarcerated and went to prison, so I got out of the kid mindset and started using drugs to cope with it, and it took the MRC program to help me to even realize I had a bad drug problem, and that I'll bring it on to the full responsibility of how I didn't just let down my family and loved ones, I let down myself. But coming back has honestly helped me get my mind back to being clearly and strong-minded, and so honestly, you know, I can prove it to the board and my family and everybody out there that I am ready to enter back into society, and I hope and pray you guys will give me the chance to do so. And I'm just not the same of my mistakes, but how I learned and ready to respond from these mistakes.
Thank you, Mr. Hoover. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. Before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is one of those cases where I waver on the best as one voting board member, the best solution. But with Mr. Hoover, we're having a bit more than 3 months left on his prison sentence, and with his sobriety being so recent, I think, unfortunately, he really had some problems with cocaine when he was on the outside, and I think he might be better off taking advantage of these last weeks to stay sober, to put together a plan for his return to the community, and hopefully come out ready to move on and to be a productive citizen. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1556, our discussion with Mr. Hoover, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hoover was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he continued to use illicit substances when he was on community corrections and did not complete his substance abuse counseling. As my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Hoover, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about October 20th, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, especially because we're in the summer, but it is just around the corner. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to pursue your sobriety, attend AA or NA if it's available to you, and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We really hope that you have turned that corner and that you're ready to stay off of any of the drugs so that you can return to the community productive and responsible. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Hoover, we appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.